Welcome to the Redeemies.
Hey!
We're back, boys.
Yeah. How good. Third annual.
Third.
Yeah. Film.
Wow. Believe it or not.
Celebration of film.
Wow. It is.
Might be the biggest year yet as well. Because the first time we did the Redeemies, it was just coming off the back of COVID.
Yeah, and I'd watched three movies.
In your life.
In my whole life.
It was Pulp Fiction three times.
Yeah, Pulp Fiction, Star Wars, and another one.
Like any of them?
Forrest Gump.
This year was a monster year for film.
Was it?
Yes.
I think last year was a monster year. This year, I'm like, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. For me.
I know. Wow. This is the year that film came back.
Yes. Was Prey out this year?
Fair, okay. There it is.
Yeah, right. No, but we did have a couple of billion-dollar movies in the space of like a month.
Yeah.
Which was insane. It was probably the most money ever gone through a cinemas.
What were the Barbie?
Barbie and Oppenheimer. Yeah.
Oppenheimer. I've got thoughts on Oppenheimer.
And the 2 weeks before that was Mission Impossible, which did about 600.
Yeah, everyone just forgot about it instantly.
We had probably $3 billion go through the turnstile.
Cash registers.
Turnstiles. Yeah. Big year for movies.
I loved it. My favorite year since, probably 2021.
Yeah.
No, I really enjoyed it. And I think we've got a solid crop of nominees.
Mm. Yeah.
And we've got the people to vote on them.
We've got the people are voting.
Yeah.
590 votes.
Really?
590.
So not quite a record. Votes. I'm a little disappointed.
And we've got the winners there.
Yeah.
I don't know them either.
So you don't know them.
My wife write them all down and chuck them into the envelopes. So
really?
Yeah, we're good to go. This is a surprise.
Look at this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know how I feel about the people. I don't trust them.
Yeah.
So I don't think Transformers is going to make it through.
Boy. Look, I got a couple of text messages where they're asking whether Transformers was a joke. And I was like, no, have you listened to the pod? We do it with Duff.
I literally
fucking joke.
I had never heard of it until Duff nominated it. I'm not even joking.
Have you watched it?
No, I've never fucking heard of it. Is it animated? Geez. What's the deal?
Give it a go.
Is Mark Wahlberg in it?
No.
Not interested.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I couldn't even tell you one actor in it.
Really? No, it's just Beasts. Rise of the Beasts.
Yeah. There's a gorilla that transforms into a robot. Same with a cheetah.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds like Rampage all over again.
Which is a film I've never seen.
We should do Rampage.
Yeah, we'll do it. I reckon it'd be really popular.
You guys seen it?
I've never seen it.
Never seen it.
All right.
All right. What do we got?
Let's just do some awards. So we put it out to the people. We put a survey on the internets and people voted.
It's an award show, right? Sorry to interrupt.
Here we go.
Break open a bottle of champagne.
Sweet. No worries. I'm going to do cocaine off the toilet seat.
No, that's at the after party. At the, what do they call it? The governor's ball? Is the after party for the Oscars. And I think it's just where they all do a bunch of coke off Sidney Sweeney's rack.
At once. 30 people at once.
Oh, very good.
All right. People come here for my comments on the female form. It's their favourite part of the podcast.
So this is only the second time we've opened a bottle on the pod. Last time was some peanut butter whiskey.
This time it's very expensive. This time it's yellow.
This time it's Yellow Glen $7 champagne.
I blew the budget on my t-shirt. $16.
That's unbelievable. Jesus, how close that went to the ceiling without hitting it.
That's what a pro.
Incredible. Just the right amount of pressure.
So
I'm just going to pour this over the top of the $2,000 mixer.
You fucking merchant. You panicked.
You have that one? I'll pour it. I'm not going
to
do this one over the $2,000 mixer.
Interesting. Over your computer instead.
Over my laptop.
At least you own that. $400. That's coming out of my pocket as well. That's all you. So fun fact, champagne's on the list of things I swore I'd never drink again because it came out my nose once. It's quite a long list.
Things usually go into your nose, right?
Yeah, I was about to say. How many things go out?
Yeah, no. Southern Comfort, Malibu, Champagne, Goon.
I don't think I've had champagne in 10 years.
Hey, that's not bad. That's not bad for
I don't
a
celebrate anything.
Oh,
part of my ethos.
It's so nice.
I celebrate Yellow Glen.
What are we toasting? Are we toasting or some shit?
Yeah. Cheers to a wonderful year in film. To 2023. Yeah. To the Redeemies. Yeah.
I literally can't move my arms.
It's a tight suit.
Big man in a little suit.
Has anyone got any orange juice?
I borrowed the work experience kids suit, so a little tight.
All right.
Now we've got the champagne out of the way. Let's go.
Now I'm a little...
That's good. That's fucking really rank.
It's not good, is it?
It's not bad.
It's not good.
Yeah.
Let's go again. It's impossible to feel like an alpha drinking champagne out of a flute, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not that I ever feel like an alpha.
I was going to say, name the last time you did anything that made you feel like an alpha.
I can't believe I used that word in a sentence. I'm so ashamed. I'm so sorry, Ruben.
Are these expensive?
Did our producer Trent want a glass of champagne?
Trent is over there in the cuck
glass
chair.
Of champagne. Yeah, we've got a producer now, big time.
Yeah, have a glass.
Hey.
Oh, just pass him the bottle because I don't have another glass. Out of the bottle, right?
You can use this glass, so I'll knock it over.
Very good.
Just got to avoid the hurt, mate. Go from the right side.
Tufts is gone.
You can see my lipstick there. Go on the other side.
Very good. All right.
Oh, wow, I think I might have a problem again. Sorry, guys. It's just
woo,
I'm not going home till Wednesday.
When it hits your lips,
it's just like,
oh, it tastes so good.
Woo.
All right, what do we got?
We're going to do some awards. I'm going to start. I'm going to read the nominees. Kenny will announce the winner. Yes. It'll be a surprise to everybody.
What should I do?
Special comments.
You just hang out.
Special
man.
Comments.
Yeah. You do your thing. Do you want to shout?
Look at my knees.
No. You're going to do it, aren't you?
I'm not going to do it. I promise I won't do it.
All right. First award.
I'm sorry, sir. She looks like my niece.
Motherfucker. There we go. All right. It's out the way.
She had a great ass.
Christ.
That's it.
We're cutting you off.
I'm done.
Best supporting female actor. The nominees are Emily Blunt, Oppenheimer, Erica Alexander, American Fiction, America Ferrara, Barbie. That's confusing. We shouldn't have put those back to back. American Fiction, America Ferrara. All right. Anyway.
Yep, gotcha.
Alison Oliver, Saltburn. Tiona Paris.
Paris.
They Clone Tyrone. Viola Davis, The Ballad of Songs and Snakes. Never heard of it.
Maria Gone. It's the new Hunger Games movie.
Is it?
Yeah, and it sucks.
That one I did nominate.
Not
as a
air.
Joke.
Not for air? For this. Okay, right. Mia Goth, Infinity Pool. Jenna Ortega, Scream 6. And Alicia Silverstone for her breakout performance.
Breakout?
In Reptile.
Break back. She's more like a Robert Downey Jr. of the... She's, you know.
Yeah.
All right. So, and the winner is, as I will open the envelope for best supporting female actor, toss that away. And the winner is, we've got Emily Blunt, Oppenheimer. Wow.
Just, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad Oppenheimer finally won something.
It's a redeeming, it's not the Oscars, people.
Yeah, I know.
They tried really hard on that movie and it's finally time they got recognised.
Yeah, but she was great.
Yeah she's always great.
She was absolutely great.
I'm a big fan of Blunt.
Yeah, well, she had a pretty good year, actually, because she had that, what was it, Pain Hustlers as well?
Pain Hustlers. Yeah. I like Pain Hustlers.
Did she have something else,
Keep
too?
Your powder dry on Emily Blunt in Pain Hustlers.
Yeah, I feel like she had a third film. Or is it maybe this year she's got A Quiet Place 3?
She's also coming up in Fall Guy, right?
She's not
she's
in that.
Fall Guy without
Fall Guy. That's it. Yeah. So that's gonna
it's going to be hot trash and I can't wait.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be huge.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Ryan Gosling's selling it way too hard. It's a
Perfect.
Bad sign.
Yeah.
Anyone from that list jump out to you guys? Would you have voted Emily Blunt?
No, because I'm sick of hearing about Oppenheimer.
Okay.
Sick of it. And I didn't really like the film.
Don't put people off. Content regarding Oppenheimer right at the start of our watch show, will you? But
it may have a feature. It may feature heavily.
I got a feeling.
A couple of comments. I love Jenna Ortega, but I hated Scream 6, so I wanted nothing to do with that, unfortunately. Yep. But I do love her. I think she's a real talent. And the other one, which I actually put in there, was the sister from Saltburn. What was her name again? Alison
Oliver.
Yeah, I thought she was exceptional in that movie.
Yeah,
she was against Rosamund Pike. And that's hard because Rosamund Pike's a beast.
She dominates.
Yeah.
Loved it.
But I just thought the sister had something like a little spark.
They all had
and
something.
I was like, it was a very good film. Yeah,
you enjoyed it.
I did. Yeah. It was twisted, but I liked it. Yeah,
haven't seen it.
No, don't bother.
Yeah, maybe not for you.
Yeah, I would have gone Alicia Silverstone. I thought she was great in Reptile.
She was.
Yeah.
And she's aged so gracefully.
Oh, she's great.
Just so gracefully.
She really has. Congrats to her.
I thought she was Benicio del Toro till halfway through.
No, you thought it was Benicio del Toro playing Alicia Silverstone.
He could if he wanted to. He could.
Yeah.
I'll let it be known. All right, should we move on?
Please.
Next award is Best Supporting Male Actor. And the nominees are Hugo Weaving, The Royal Hotel. Dave Bautista, Knock at the Cabin.
My boy.
Robert De Niro, Killers of the Flower Moon. Bill Sarsgaard, John Wick 4. Marishala Ali?
Sure, close enough.
Well done.
Marishala?
What is it?
I don't know.
Say it again.
Mahershala.
Mahershala. Mahershala. Oh, God, I only practiced it all the way here. 15 okay. minutes straight. It's the only word
Mahershala.
I said.
It's okay.
I got my own head. from Leave the World Behind. Ryan Gosling, Barbie, Robert Downey Jr., Oppenheimer, Sterling K. Brown, American Fiction, John Boyega,
yeah,
they clone Tyrone, and Dar Salaam, The Covenant. What a strong crop of contenders we have there.
Right. Detchie, you go. You read the winner.
Me?
Yep, go for it.
But I can't read, Ken.
That's going to be a problem. It's in just thick, say black Sharpie. And there's a picture drawn of the winner as well.
Well, I hope it's not Mashab Babali. And the winner is Ryan Gosling for Barbie.
Oh, shit. Some Barbie love.
Wow. And now Duff's going to replicate his performance from the Academy Awards right now.
Oh, the only replicating I'll be doing is John Cena's performance.
Yeah.
I'm going to need a smaller envelope.
That's good. that's great. I am on the record as not a large fan of Barbie. On the record.
Yeah, okay.
But
Barbie for me was a movie.
Yeah, I thought Gosling was spectacular. Yeah, I thought the cast was spectacular. Mm, it just wasn't my sort of film.
Yeah.
Yeah, had so much heart behind it.
Mm. Same.
It was a mild amount of joy in it, so I was immediately put off.
There's a bit of fantasy as well.
Yeah,
touch of fantasy, too happy.
No, it's very creative, very original. Other than the fact that it's based on...
Like, just generated some ex-Marines. Yeah. If it was G.I. Joe, you would have been all over it.
Oh, fuck.
Well, I've seen those movies and I love them.
Rise of the Cobra. I would have... Oh, God, that is a tough crop. I really like Sterling K. Brown in American Fiction.
Yet to see that, and really? I apologise to you... And to you personally, I apologise for not watching that. Yeah, because I know you're a big fan. Yeah.
If I had to guess the best performance, for me, it's Bill Sarsgaard.
Yeah, hard to disagree with that.
This is an Entertainment Award.
Yeah.
Did Ryan Gosling win the Oscar?
No.
Perfect.
Yeah, Barbie won nothing. Robert Downey Jr. won the Oscar.
For
rejoining cinema after a decade with Marvel.
For Iron Man.
They applauded him for saying, you're back.
Yeah.
You're back to real cinema.
It was a retrospective one.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
So, I'm happy with that. I actually liked... now you fucked me up.
Mr. Ali.
Yeah, Mr. Ali. I thought I liked that movie and I thought he was phenomenal.
It was my number one movie of the year.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That was your number
Even
one.
With that ending.
That ending.
Yeah, no spoilers.
I fucking loved it.
No spoilers.
Yeah. That ending shut me off to tears.
I thought I was halfway through the movie.
It was perfect.
And then it just ended.
Yeah.
I was like, where's the other hour? Mm.
Good chats. Good. He was a great storyteller. Like... someone can talk about a story and not actually do like flashbacks or anything.
Yep.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'm all about that shit.
It was unreal.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
No, good.
Ticked a lot of boxes.
I did enjoy it. Yep. I just wanted another hour. That's all.
I would have watched another hour, but I loved the ambiguous ending.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
That was great. Right up my alley.
I'm happy for you, man.
Thank you. I'm happy that you're happy for me. Look at this. Spread the love. Want to do another category?
Please.
Let's do it. Best female lead
actor. I just like hearing the nominees.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, listing off some great films and performances.
We've put forward several nominees for each category. So, the first nominee in Best Female Lead Actor is Emily Blunt, Paid Hustlers.
Ooh. Oh, shit. Yeah. Can she double up?
Yeah, yeah. That's There's crazy. No rules against it here at the Redeemies. There's essentially no rules whatsoever, other than we do ask Duff to keep his pants on whenever possible.
Good luck.
Lily Gladstone.
Literally not wearing them right now. Is that underwear?
What? Tiny shorts.
Oh, okay. Same.
It's got bananas and strawberries on it.
Okay. It's a underwear.
Fruit salad. Want a taste?
It's definitely underwear. That's underwear. Qualifies as underwear.
Mm.
Lily Gladstone, Killers of the Flower Moon.
Okay.
Sophie Wilde, Talk to Me. Margot Robbie, Barbie.
Yep.
Julia Roberts, Leave the World Behind.
Okay.
Aubrey Plaza, Operation Fortune. And Caitlin Dever, No One Will Save You.
Okay, that's the only one of those I haven't seen.
I haven't seen No One Will Save You.
Is that the alien invasion one?
Yeah. Now, that's the one that I hated the ending to, but I didn't mind it other than that.
Like a kind of 90-minute horror in a house, claustrophobic. Yeah, okay.
Rubbish.
I'll have to give it a look.
No, I haven't
seen
it.
I've heard it's good.
Yeah, it's good.
I've heard
right up until the end.
Is it on streaming?
I watched it, and I don't leave the house, so yes.
Yeah, Jesus
Amazon,
Christ.
I believe. Yeah,
yeah, probably. We could use Just Watch to look it up. Yeah.
Should we continue to talk about No One Will Save You, or should I read the winner? Should we do the
this
winner?
This is smooth. No Jimmy Kimmel, am I?
All right. And the winner is Margot Robbie from Barbie. Wow.
Oh, no.
Barbie's cleaning up.
Isn't it? Right.
That is the last thing I expected due to the fact that 89% of our listeners are male.
Yeah. Old men is our demographic.
Middle-aged white men.
Yeah. I had high hopes for Sophie Wilde.
Yeah.
I thought the people would get behind it.
Yeah, it was actually,
I would have loved to see that.
Mm.
Although, deserving for Margot Robbie, I think.
Oh, yeah, I can't.
And you know what? That I think that vote for Margot Robbie from our 590 voters, I think it was a fuck you to the Oscars.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
didn't they
and
just...
And to the patriarchy.
It was the patriarchy.
Take that, misogyny.
Man, did they not parade around Barbie at the Oscars? Like, they had him sat down the front.
Yeah.
Fucking Ryan Gosling's putting on the show of a lifetime. Yeah. Margot Robbie's there looking stunning. Like, they're just putting on... It's all about Barbie. No. And then they won nothing.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the fuck? Why'd you drag Barbie
Gosling's
through this
like,
mess?
I put my heart and soul into that shit. What am I doing here?
So I think that's what this is. Yeah. I think the redeemable listeners are going, no. Fuck you. Barbie deserves something.
Greta Gerwig's
and I'm okay with that.
She was great. Like, if she can hold that movie up, which is a movie.
Yeah.
She did well.
Are you saying it's just a movie?
It's just a movie.
It's just a movie.
Oh, so it's not a movement. It's a movie.
No,
it's a cultural movement.
I can't tell you if it's bad or good because it's just a movie.
Jeez, it did 1.5 billion.
Yeah, I don't know though. Millie Vanilli won
a
Grammy.
Watch the movie.
Just popularity is not a metric I use.
Do you reckon the one? Are you saying that the 1.5 billion was just multiple viewings?
Yeah,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
So mothers taking each of their daughters separately,
in order of favoritism. Yeah. Ouch.
No, very good. I enjoyed it.
Barbie separating families. Male lead actor. Should we do it?
Oh yeah, sure.
This is a long list of actors. Best male lead actor, the nominees are Jamie Foxx, two X's, The Burial.
Okay.
Michael Fassbender, The Killer.
Mm.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Killers of the Flower Moon. Cillian Murphy, Oppenheimer. Glenn Howerton, Blackberry. Keanu Reeves, John Wick 4. Matt Damon, Air.
Damon.
Joaquin Phoenix, Bo is Afraid. Chris Hemsworth, Extraction 2. And last but definitely not least, Jake Gyllenhaal, The Covenant.
Yes.
Okay.
John, wow.
The Covenant. What a list. Wow.
That's some actors there.
That is a list.
That's a murderer's row of people that probably haven't
Jamie Foxx and Chris Hemsworth.
Ooh. I didn't realise you gave me a rundown.
And the winner is... Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer.
There it is. Killian, I believe it is.
Yeah, I don't care.
Is it?
Wow. I think so.
Done this before multiple times. Every time I mention his name. Well, look, it's hard to dispute that he was fucking awesome.
He was a force, man.
People love that movie.
Yeah.
And he was actually really good.
He was unreal in it.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. So. It was you know what it was? It was like a 20-year conglomeration of ridiculously good performances that went somewhat unrecognized because he was in like zombie movies and
space movies
and all that sort of shit. Like, he was never been in an Oscar movie.
No.
You know, so... And
put him front and center.
And here he got his chance, and they went, oh, shit, this guy's actually unreal. He's just been doing kick-ass movies instead of Oscar movies.
And the rest of us were like, duh.
Yeah.
We knew this.
Shit. Well, Christopher Nolan fucking knew it, didn't he? Christopher Nolan bet his life savings on Cillian Murphy.
He did.
Did Danny Boyle do it first, though?
No, but that was a zombie movie.
Yeah. And it was only 28 grand. His life savings.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it's probably Danny Boyle's life savings at the time.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. So very good.
Yeah.
My one that I put in there as a wild card was, I don't know whether many people have seen it, was Glenn Howerton from Blackberry.
Yeah.
Not the best movie of the year.
It was a good movie.
Man, he was on one in that.
Yes.
Yeah. For those that don't know who Glenn Howerton is, it's Always Sunny. Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And he just, man, he was on one.
Oh, I thought
he dialed it up.
These movies about capitalism and like the rise and fall of a company should not be interesting.
Mm.
No, but it was great.
It was great. There was some good. Did you watch that Dumb Money?
Not yet. It's one of the few ones I have.
Really good.
Yeah.
Really good. Yeah.
I'm not prepared to spend more than about $5.99 on it.
Is it not free yet?
No. Oh, I think it is just come free now.
Paying for it.
Yeah. Well, pirate probably.
Probably.
Yeah. I really want to.
Don't admit your crimes on camera.
Chris Hemsworth to win or Keanu Reeves.
I understand that. Keanu Reeves is never going to win anything.
I was going to say. No.
There's not a lot of range there.
I wanted him to.
Yeah,
Great performances. Doesn't have to have a lot of range, but yeah.
I surprised myself by putting forward Jamie Foxx
for The Burial. You've never been a Jamie
Foxx. I'm not a Jamie Foxx guy. And then
same as LL Cool J. What's his opinion on Jamie Foxx? He's pussy. Pussy ain't funny as Chris Rock. LL Cool J.
I think we actually had that before on the pod.
I didn't realize I had so much in common with LL Cool J until right now. What a moment for me. No, but I thought The Burial was one of my most pleasant surprises all year. It was one of those, chucked it on not knowing much about it.
It's on my watch list.
Solid movie, really enjoyed it. I would have gone for Houghton as well. Yeah, I probably would have done that. That would have been okay.
Was it shocking that Leonardo DiCaprio didn't get nominated for an Oscar?
Yeah.
That was one of the big talking points of the Oscars. Like, what a snub.
Yeah. Like, do they not know who that motherfucker is? It's Leo.
Oh, he was exceptional. Don't you do that face at me, Paul Duff.
I thought the co-stars were exceptional.
Nah, I liked Killers of the Flower Moon.
I thought he was unreal, though.
Yeah.
He was as good as he's ever been.
I just can't get why. Was he better in that than he was your movie?
The Revenant.
Yeah.
Who cares? Well, nominate him again. Nominate him every year.
They're not going to do it.
If he makes a movie, nominate him. Yeah. You don't even need to watch it. Just nominate
him. You know why? Because you want him to turn up to your award show. Well, there's that.
Yeah.
So he didn't go, right?
Did he not?
Nah.
Fuck him.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he was probably on a yacht with some young supermodel.
Yeah. Okay.
At least one.
Let's not drag his personal life through the mud here, mate.
I'm not dragging it through the mud. I'm giving the motherfucker a high five.
I'm sure he's very respectable.
Oh, yeah, no. Good luck to him.
He's saving elephants, man. You fucking get off his back.
Just elephants?
Yes.
He's just got a passion for elephants. Just the fuck the rest of them.
Sure.
Should we do Best Director?
Please.
Yes.
I think we should because it's next on the list. All right. God, some fucking good movies came out. Yeah, check this shit out.
What I was saying at the start of the pod.
Check this out.
It's a huge year for movies,
what
man.
A list. Best Director, the nominees are Guy Ritchie, The Covenant.
Yes.
David Fincher, The Killer. Danny and Michael Philippou, Talk to Me. M. Night Shyamalan, Knock at the Cabin. Christopher Nolan, Oppenheimer. Martin Scorsese, Killers of the Flower Moon. Stephen Caple Jr., Transformers Rise of the Beast. Sam Esmail, Leave the World Behind. Greta Gerwig, Barbie. Gareth Edwards, The Creator. Ben Affleck, Air. And James Gunn, Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Okay.
And the winner.
And the winner is... just got to know how to pronounce Stephen Caple Jr.
Sure.
And the winner is... yes, it's Christopher Nolan.
Welcome to the Oscars.
Yeah. Hard to argue with it, though.
It is. Like it, and you know what? It sucks because the Redeemies is like, you want The Covenant to win or you want The Killer or Extraction 2 or whatever. You know, it's more our wheelhouse. But Oppenheimer, like, is a real crossover movie. Because you get, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's an Oscar movie, but it's also fucking an unbelievable movie. Yeah,
it's about shit blowing up.
Yeah.
Like, so if Michael Bay had made it, imagine.
Would have been perfect.
But also, there's probably a message here from the listeners that we've got it all wrong and we need to ditch this whole under 50 thing. People actually want quality movies. They want our opinions on fine art.
Are you saying the next season we're doing above 90
Let's fucking
films?
Do it.
Above 90. Above 90s.
Has to be black and white.
Do you know? Pre-1960s.
Let's fucking go.
Hate them all.
That'd be fun. That's what people want to say, apparently. We've had it all wrong, gentlemen.
Yeah. No surprises there. I thought that might win.
I knew it was going to win that one. I would have loved to Guy Ritchie to take it home.
Yep.
But,
man.
Hey, Nolan.
Ritchie, Fincher, The Killer is fucking awesome.
Very underrated. I don't think people watched it.
Big part of the reason it's awesome is because Fincher made it to be awesome.
Yep.
Like, it's good.
Yeah, it was his work. Yeah.
And the sculpted body of Michael Fassbender is a main character.
It helps.
He is just incredible, Nick. I don't know if you guys noticed.
He's the pinnacle of male fitness.
He really is. Yeah. But I would, again, because it was my favourite movie of the year and a big reason for that was the way it was shot, I would have probably put forward Sam Esmail because he did some shit in that movie that was different without feeling ham-fisted and forced to me.
Like, there was some just cool stuff.
Wicked shots in there. And he showed enough restraint, because obviously he knows what he's doing. He's made Mr. Robot and all that sort of shit.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, never seen that before. Mm. And that's one of the reasons it moved to the top of my rankings.
Just because it had some, like, originality to it, the way it was sort of created.
Without feeling like he was sat down and went, oh, I really want to do something different with this shot, and then what am I going to do? It's like he had some good ideas, and they seemed to fit organically into the story.
I agree with you. I really liked that Talk to Me, because it's really hard, I think, to make a film feel really, like, organic, as in... the way they relate, like the characters talk to each other and the scenes they're put in, the environments.
It was one of
especially
my favorites.
Australian one,
yeah, without making it sound like real bogan. Yeah. And I thought it just, like, I don't think there's been, I don't know if I want to go on the record saying this, but I can't remember an Australian film feeling that authentic.
What about?
I feel like I've been to those house parties.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah. The haunted ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. We were smoking meth from a globe, not holding a hand. No.
I've done a few seances.
Definitely exercised some demons. Yeah. No. It just felt real, man. And that's hard to do. That's the directors doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the cast is the cast, but the directors are. Yeah.
And those two brothers.
They're going to be unreal.
Huge. Yeah.
They're going to be huge. Yeah. I heard the story.
Great movie.
I didn't know of them because I'm not big on the YouTubes and I'm old. So I'm not watching their content on the YouTubes.
No. I never heard of them until...
Yeah. And I heard the story about them and I was like, holy shit, these guys are
incredible.
Awesome. Yeah, really cool.
So that was cool.
Bring a little punk attitude about it as well, so... So sorry about your Transformers movie not getting voted.
Hey, that's okay.
You're right.
I'll make it through. So I was tracking the votes up until a couple of days ago and then I didn't want to ruin it.
Yeah.
And there was only one thing on the entire list of everything that was yet to receive a single vote. And it was Transformers. So literally everything else had got at least like... Actually, I think the lowest next one was like 6 votes.
Really?
Transformers to 0.
I'm telling you, no one's heard of it, man. I didn't even know it happened.
I thought someone would do it as a joke. Like just, fuck it, Transformers. Let's see if we can get behind Transformers.
I should have done the survey.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it fucking existed until you nominated it. I'm not even joking.
If I had to choose between anything on this... thing and Transformers, I'd choose anything else.
Fair enough.
Very good.
All right, we're up to the big one. Well, big one. Before we do our own awards,
we should say that actually. Stick around because we've got our own awards.
Yeah, they're much
better
than this shit.
This is just the Oscar.
This is the Oscar recap.
Yeah,
we're just getting this stuff out of the way so we can talk about our own opinions.
Of course, as we do.
Yeah. This is just to suck you in.
Yeah, you can do best movie, mate.
You're right. I got best movie. Okay. Thanks, though. I appreciate it. Okay. Best film. This is a big one. Are you guys excited?
Always.
I've got a feeling.
I think I know what it is.
Here we go.
Okay.
The nominees are Sisu.
Yes.
Guy Ritchie's The Covenant. Talk to Me. Killers of the Flower Moon. The Creator. Extraction 2. The Killer. Barbie. John Wick 4. Oppenheimer. Air. And Leave the World Behind.
If I was a betting man, I'm betting on Sutton here.
I'm not a betting man because the last thing I need is another vice.
All right, let's do this. Just opening the envelope. This one's double folded.
Oh.
And the winner is Oppenheimer. I just had a gut feeling.
Hey,
I had a gut feeling.
The people have spoken and they've said Oppenheimer.
They like cinema.
Yeah.
Yeah, and good for them.
Yeah.
Hell of a list of movies. I know we've said that before.
Mm.
But, Oppenheimer, we don't need to talk about it again.
Where did it come in your top 10?
I'd have to check, but I'm pretty sure it was second.
Yeah. It was top 5 for me?
Third it was for me, sorry.
I think.
Any of these low. Number one?
Yes, The Killer was my number one film of the year.
Talk to Me.
Yeah, really?
Talk to Me was my number one.
Wow, good for you.
It shook me.
Yeah.
It was disturbing.
It shook me because it's so fucking good.
Yeah, it was. It was really
so
good.
So well done. Yeah.
And of course, Extraction 2.
Leave the World Behind. But also, it was a toss of a coin between Leave the World Behind and Sisu.
Yeah, great.
You bullied me into watching Sisu.
I bullied everyone.
And I feel like I'm in an MLM because I've done nothing but fucking badger people to watch that movie.
Yeah.
I literally have people at work that see me on Monday morning and they go, I didn't get to watch Sisu, man.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, fucking go home and watch it. What are you doing here?
Yeah.
You know why you loved it? Because it's kind of Tarantino-y.
It is a bit.
Yeah.
It's Wick versus Tarantino.
Yeah.
Makes Tarantino. It's the way it's shot. It looks beautiful. Oh, it's a finished wilderness.
Original kills.
Honestly, who thinks of this shit and are they okay?
Yeah.
No. Honestly, when you see stuff you've never seen before and you've watched a billion movies of this kind.
It's what I want. If there's a death, I want it to be gruesome and I need the blood and there's plenty of it.
It's in the preview. Have you watched the preview? It's the most violent preview I've ever seen. That's how you know it's European.
I put it on as a fluke and then I was just attached to it.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
Really, really liked everything about it. Can't wait to watch it again. Yeah, a bunch of bangers there, really.
Yeah, it's a great list.
Yeah,
I think I'd say maybe six of those. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, 6 of those movies are in my top 10. 7 are in my top 10.
I'm making this up as we go along, but we will be putting our top 10s up on the social media.
Yeah, we're going to chuck them up,
and people can
throw
whatever comments they want at us about how dumb we are.
I didn't nominate my second favorite film of the year because I knew it wouldn't get any votes because I'm not sure it's been seen. But it was that How to Blow Up a Pipeline.
Yeah,
that was my number 2 of the year, and I just don't think enough people saw
really
it.
So
I was like,
good
I'm wasting
movie,
my time.
That was in my top 10 as well.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, It's so well done.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
really good movie.
Once again, like super original.
People are about say, "What's it about?" And I go, "It's about how to blow up a fucking pipeline."
Yeah, what's it about? Is it Redeemies time yet?
Let's do some Redeemies.
Sure. It's a natural habitat.
Oh, look out! Here we go.
So it's up.
Trent, can you just turn the camera off for a minute? We're about
about to John right. Cena.
Our producer's falling asleep.
I'm just going to go to my happy place. All right. So.
Let's do this.
You've got that rundown. I didn't print that for everyone.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Award number one, Duff will be presenting one of his awards.
What bang, do you got, Duff?
Okay, so this award is the Batista, John Cena, and The Rock Award. It is the biggest badass.
I love it. It's kind of like when you name a grandstand after like the best player for that team.
The Tony Lockett stand.
Yeah. This is Batista, like Cena, The Rock. It's a summit.
Yeah, great.
It's a love summit. It. Okay, the biggest badass in film for 2023 nominees are Keanu Reeves, John Wick, Chris Hemsworth, Extraction 2, Drama to Miller, Sisu, Jason Statham, Operation Fortune, Michelle Rodriguez, Dungeons and Dragons, Tom Cruise, Mission Impossible, Denzel Washington, Equalizer 3, The Bear from Cocaine Bear, and Optimus Primal from Transformers.
Hey, wait. Optimus Prime was an animal, right? Yeah, I see what they did there.
He's an ape that turns into a robot. Oh, stunning. And the winner is Jorma Tamila from Sisu.
Fucking yes!
Biggest badass of the year. Oh, had really to do great. It.
Please watch that movie.
I really wanted the bear.
We just spoke about it.
Yeah,
just a cracking movie.
And he was perfect.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. Where did they find this fucking guy?
Oh, I think he. You know I mean? Don't no. think he was acting.
No, they found him in the wilderness.
I've got a feeling
he was a prospector.
Wait, are you saying there's a chance that it was a documentary? It's just following this guy's life? Because it wouldn't shock me. Like, he's chiseled from fucking granite.
Yeah. He's got that old man strength.
He kind of, you know who he looks like? And it was the first thing he looks
Santa
like.
Santa Claus.
Yeah. No, he looks like the guy, and I fucking can't remember his name, the main guy from, you'll know him, Duff, Don't Breathe, and he's in Avatar. Langdon?
Steve Lang.
Yeah. He looks like European Steve Lang.
Yeah. I love Steve Lang. He's like Steve Lang from Audi.
Yeah,
but he's like real badass. Yeah, great shout.
Yeah,
so good. I believe next is your award, Kenny.
I'm up. First, so I'm gonna kick things off with the late night action movie. Just to clarify, late night action movie isn't like Die Hard or The Rock or Terminator 2. They're like
midday action movie.
Well,
5 o'clocker.
They're a 7 o'clocker.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, they're
prime time.
So this is just one step down from that, but that's not being derogatory towards these films because the only difference with these. Fuck me, are you okay there, Duff? He's got his tie tangled.
He's got himself in a bind.
What's happened here?
Surprise!
Cut it.
Just let it hang.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus. There you go. All right, you got your beachwear on, you haven't you?
That's why I don't wear fucking ties. Like,
so.
That's not leaving. Sorry.
Leave it there.
I've hijacked the
phone. It's been in his family for generations, but it stays here tonight.
Jesus Christ, it's
your
my
granddad is turning in his grave.
It's my prom time. Sorry, lost my virginity.
As I was saying. As I was saying
earlier tonight,
lose it again as well if you can. As I was saying, the late night action movie is just one step down from your mainstream blockbuster action.
Where Frank Grillo?
No. It's above Frank Grillo. Frank Grillo is a B grade action film.
Okay,
this is not B grade.
Okay,
this still has a big star. It's just simple in plot. And it's just like
it's
one lane. It's just action from start to finish, basically.
Yep.
Please don't get it confused with B-grade action film, which is a whole different category, which I will celebrate.
Sorry, I did get it confused. I apologize.
That's okay. That's why I wanted to clarify.
I'll be better.
Because some of these movies, you would go, that's way too good for a late night, but it's not, and I'll tell you why. I just told you why. So the nominees are Transfusion. Anyone watch that?
Never heard of it.
Australian movie Sam Worthington.
Not
wait for this. Ex-Special Forces.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Trying to protect his wayward son.
Have a look at it.
It's really good. It was actually my first movie watched for 2023, and I remember finishing it going, fuck, it's going to be a good year.
Was that set in Rockingham?
It was, no, not Perth. It was set over East. But it's very Australian. It's very well done. Number two is Plane, which I'm sure you've heard of.
Yeah. Oh, Gerard
Butler. Kennedy.
Yeah.
That might have been my first movie of 2023, actually.
Yeah. Third nominee was Extraction 2.
Oh, yeah. Incredible movie.
Fourth nomination, Welcome Back, Gerard Butler with Kandahar.
Yes.
Did you guys watch Kandahar?
Yeah.
Was that a surprise, surprisingly good?
Yeah, it was okay.
Had some scenes, though, where the helicopter's chasing him through the desert, and he's just,
That was good.
Okay.
It's a movie.
Okay.
I enjoyed it. It's just that there was so many fucking bangers, it's probably in the top 30.
Okay. So it would shock you if I told you I watched it twice.
No, no, it wouldn't shock me, but
People watched it twice already.
People that aren't as familiar with your shtick, maybe, but...
Big fan.
It was very similar to The Covenant, I thought.
Same vibe as The Covenant, just like nowhere near as well done. Yeah.
That's probably my problem, is I reckon I watched The Covenant one weekend and went in for Kandahar the next weekend.
No, you don't want to do
and
that.
And The Covenant was...
No. You want to watch Kandahar first? If people listening haven't watched either The Covenant or Kandahar, watch Kandahar first.
Yeah.
And that'll whet your appetite. and then go back for The Covenant. And you'll note The Covenant's not on this list because it's too good to be a late night.
Right, okay.
Because
I love how arbitrary this is.
It's a tier above.
Yeah, no, yeah,
it's a complex storyline that with a lot of character and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
so the last nomination was the last nomination was The Equalizer 3, which one that was also on the cusp of being late night or a 7 o'clocker.
It was really good.
So the winner is Extraction 2.
Yes.
Had to be.
Love it.
Really good flick.
Oh man,
really good.
Yeah. It was really hard between that and Equalizer 3 because Equalizer 3 surprised me at how good it was. You know, considering Denzel's getting pretty old now and he's not as nimble as he was in Equalizer 1, that movie held up.
Yeah. Also for me, Equalizer 3. The first half an hour or so, I was a bit concerned.
Yes, totally agree.
But when it kicked in, I was like, yep,
this is great.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Extraction has to win just for that one action scene from the prison.
The tracking shot.
Yeah, man.
The escape, the 20, 25 minute or something. Do yourselves a favor and watch the, I know you hate doing this, BJ, but watch the making of on YouTube of that single shotter. Man.
Destroys the magic.
No, it's legit. It's legit. The director, Sam Hargrave, was actually also the camera operator. Man, he's climbing... I don't know if you remember the scene well, but when they're in the vehicles, he's climbing from the front seat to the back seat while recording and then hangs out the window and passes the camera while still recording to a car that's moving past so the next camera operator can grab the same camera to continue recording.
So good.
It is mind-blowing how they pulled this off. Months of preparation and then they just nailed it.
Yeah.
It's like 22 minutes or some shit it was.
So good.
And unbelievable.
The only other thing is, if no one told you, would you have noticed...
That it was a single shot?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would have noticed.
Yeah, big time.
I would
know. I'm a big single shot guy.
Yep. Really?
Oh, yeah. I live for it. Fuck off. DJ, do your award.
Okay, my award. First award. My traditional awards are best performance by an animal. So.
It's the bear from Cocaine
Bear. Bear from Cocaine Bear is nominated. A really energetic performance.
It was good.
Yeah. However, I then discovered that Elizabeth Banks was actually given a made-up award by Peter for not using real bears. So I've disqualified Cocaine Bear.
Enough.
Not for the drug use, but for the not being a real bear.
Yeah.
Pretty convincing.
I thought it was real.
Real CGI.
Was it Andy Serkis?
Probably. Classic Peter, though. Make up an award to give somebody for not... Anyway, fuck you, Peter. The dog in Creator. The Creator.
Oh, yeah.
The best scene is where the dog took the grenade back at the AIs and drew it down. What a good boy. The tracker's dog in John Wick 4.
Yeah.
Loyal and savage.
Yeah. It's a great dog.
Great dog.
Yeah. Lather and long line of awesome dogs in the Wick world. The scene where it's leaping over the cars in pursuit of John, the person attacked John. Fucking unreal. Loved it. And then it grabs the guy by the junk. Made my eyes water. The little furry fella in Sisu. He's got the dog in Sisu.
Little
fluffy
guy. It looks like a little unsheared lamb.
Little Maltese thing.
Looks like sooty and...
I forgot about that little cutie.
Yeah, really smart and loyal. Yeah, a really cute dog. I think our main protagonist would have preferred the Nazis took his gold and left his dog alone.
Yeah. He would have been all right with that.
Just don't fuck with a man's dog.
Mm.
And last, and probably least for me, is The Dog in an Anatomy of a Fall, because I haven't seen it, but I hear there's a dog in it.
Haven't seen it.
Yeah. Haven't seen it.
It was a big deal at the Oscars. The dog clapped and everyone lost their minds.
Oh, I did see the dog clapping.
Yeah.
It's like a
sheep dog.
Australian Shepherd.
Yeah, it's a dog out of Anatomy of a Fall, which I have not seen. Yeah, but,
maybe I'll watch it for the dog.
I thought it was one of those scenarios where I saw the footage from the Oscar and it was actually like the fake legs that come up from underneath.
I was like, good
camera.
To see Air Bud got nominated.
Yeah, that's what I thought that's what it was.
Yeah.
Maybe it was his real legs.
No, it was an actual... It's,
and it's actually clapping.
I don't know why I got it. It was really clapping.
I feel like that dog wins.
It was really clapping.
What do you mean? It was clapping. The dog was clapping.
Yeah, it was clapping, yeah. It's not that difficult.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
It wasn't fucking writing a letter or anything. It was clapping. It wasn't using opposable thumbs. It's not that impressive.
People can't do it because they don't.
No, it came up and did a speech when it won.
Yeah.
Spoke English.
It did the speech in French and English. It was most impressive. The winner is the tracker's dog in John.
Yeah, had to win it.
So it's got everything you want in a dog.
It's a beautiful specimen.
Beautiful, well-trained, loyal, will bite a man's dick for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all you want in a dog, right?
What more do you want? There's nothing else.
There's literally nothing else.
Oh, farts that smell like potpourri.
That'd be handy.
Potpourri gives me a headache. So I'm fine with it smelling like shit.
And you kind of get used to your dog's brand after a while.
You learn to love it, when you change the food and you notice.
You learn to enjoy it. It's like the smell of petrol.
I love the smell of petrol.
I don't mind it.
Especially when it burns.
I was pissed off when they took the lead out of it. Duff, your second award. What do you got?
Second award. Okay, I've got the disappointed, you let me down. You've let me down.
Mm.
This is the sad, sad, sad part of the show. Mm. But here are the nominees. The Marvels.
Like all of the Marvel movies.
Strays.
Yeah.
Rebel Moon.
Yeah.
Freelance, Next Goal Wins, Shazam/Blue Beetle, Hidden Strike, Family Switch, and this fucking breaks my heart because it's shit, but I love it. I don't care what anyone else says. I love this movie, but it let me down because everyone else hates it and no one wants to talk with me about
Transformers.
It. So it let me down. Adds the Meg 2, the train.
Wow. Yeah, that's some shit movies.
Oh, man. Ooh, not a good year for the superheroes.
I tortured myself watching most of those as well. I think the only one on there I didn't watch is that Family Switch, which was that Wahlberg?
That was Wahlberg.
Yeah, and I think I learned
it was Ed Helms and Jennifer Garner.
It's
a classic switcheroo movie, but this one's just really that was shit.
I don't know about Garner.
Strays I had high hopes for. Yeah. Let me down.
I like that. I thought it was funny. Okay. It was probably a sketch that went too long, but I thought it was funny.
And Rebel Moon, that's very much... I'll just wait for the Snyder R-rated version to come out.
Apparently it's coming.
Is it?
It's got one of the best fight scenes ever, but it's been edited so badly, it's a worse fight scene ever.
He's got an R-rated gore and porn version coming. Mm. Apparently sex scenes and gore.
Right.
Perfect.
Sweet. I like one of those things.
Okay. And the winner is, it's a tie. It's a massive tie with one just in front. So the winner is...
It's a massive tie with one just in front.
So the loser is, I should say, Marvel and DC. Out of all the movies that came out, there was only one. That's Guardians of the Galaxy. Everything else was fucking trash.
Oh,
now that's huge coming from me.
Are you presenting the award to Marvel as a whole?
Marvel and DC.
Both of them.
Comic book superheroes.
You're just lining them up.
Just the whole, yep.
So that... They shut me off because they ruined it.
Wow.
But the... The real loser is Hidden Strike.
Oh, yeah. What a piece of
man,
shit.
Man, you get Cena and Jackie Chan. Okay.
Confession, I lasted 6 minutes. They were in the desert and there was a green screen.
Yes.
And I was like, fuck you.
Yep, same.
Go to the desert,
they
man.
Got in the helicopter. I was like, out. I was like, fuck this.
Cena and Chan. Oh, my God.
If you can afford Cena and Chan, you can afford to go to location and shoot this fucking movie. How dare you disrespect
me? I was like, I'm going to do gardening or some shit. That's how bad it was. I hate gardening. It's really bad for my hamstrings.
It was just so offensive to me.
Yeah.
So with every good movie this year, you can see there's a few letdowns as well. And big praise on the letdowns as well. So Meg 2 was supposed to be big. All the Marvel shit was supposed to be big.
I thought that Freelance was almost as bad as... Hidden Strike, to be honest. Yeah,
I just went for Hidden.
That was Cena as well.
Cena as well.
I haven't seen it yet. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, Rebel Moon, I was really excited for that. And I watched it, found it okay.
Yeah.
But it let me down. Yeah, so I was expecting a Star Wars type thing.
Yeah,
and it just
well, that's what got we want.
Edited
that's
down to a like a kiddie movie, yep. pretty much.
Yeah, I agree. Very excited to hear there's a adult version.
Oh yeah, big time. Yeah.
The next goal wins. Is that I didn't even know that was out yet.
Yeah, that was out. That came out last in
available. Right. Isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't look good.
Garbage train. Yeah, yeah. Terrible movie.
Shame to come off the back of the killer to that.
Was he doing a favor for someone or what?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Parole conditions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that movie got slammed before it even got released.
Mm. It was held out of release for a while, yeah.
Yeah, I think they knew they had a pile of shit and just kind of snuck it through, hoping that it might make its money back if no one talks about it.
If you were Fassbender or someone else with the resources, how much would you pay for them not to release it? You'd be like, we reckon it's going to do 18 mil at the box office. I'll give you 18 mil and we'll never speak of it again.
Yeah, I think that's the case. Yeah. Let's try and break even here.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so I've got the next one. The next category for me is, as tradition says, it's a slow burn, dark, whiskey sipping movie.
Ooh. Totally different to the other category, right?
Well, no, the other one you're looking for action.
Yep.
This one you're looking for something that has a... Okay, the best version of this is the film Drive.
Okay.
Or The Drop with Tom Hardy, where it's just like this long build-up. There's storm clouds gathering, they're rolling into the coast, and then the fucking storm just comes, and that's your payoff.
Like tantric film.
Yes. That's the best. It's my favorite genre, and that's what this is. Wasn't a lot of these films the last 2 years, actually, which is concerning me because they mustn't make a lot of money, which meant no one's making them anymore.
I dare say they're all independent movies. So
a lot of them are,
Would you consider Talk to Me,
no,
Slow Burn?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. That's a horror.
Yeah, it's got too much going on.
There's a lot going on, yeah.
I just wanted to win
some. No, it has to be quiet. Yeah, so apologies if no one's seen these films. The first one was Master Gardener. You familiar with Paul Schrader of Taxi Driver?
Yeah.
So he's the godfather of this genre.
Yeah.
This is what he does.
Yes.
And he actually had an entry last year, which not many people saw.
He's a lunatic.
He's still he had the Card Counter the year before that, which I believe won this category.
Yeah,
for me. It did. And then last year he had Master Gardener.
I followed him on social media for about 3 weeks.
Oh, he's out of control.
I was like, I can't do it. Yeah, I was like, I don't have the bandwidth.
He's out of control.
He's fucking.
So that's Joel Edgerton is the main guy in that.
I'm sold.
He's like a horticulturalist on this giant estate, and his violent past. Seeping into his new life.
I know of it. I haven't seen it.
Sounds a lot like The Beekeeper, but whatever.
Yeah. You know you've got a great movie when Joel Edgerton has slicked back hair like an ex-con, and then his entire back is like this like demon tattoo piece.
Oh, he's got the prison tat with the... Oh.
You know, oh shit. This is gonna
has
be
he got a, the red dragon?
This is going to be heavy, basically.
Remember that?
Yeah. And then after that, I had a documentary, actually. Was The Deepest Breath. I don't know if you guys saw that.
I don't know. I've got a whole category about documentaries.
Right. So that slid into here because it is actually like a slow burn. And it was very dark, man, like about obsession and all that sort of stuff. So it actually, surprisingly, a doco made it.
I'm going to do a slow burn movie in the documentary. Sorry.
The next one is Reptile, which we spoke about earlier.
Yeah.
The only slow burn movie I liked this year.
It was good.
That was really a slow burn. Not as slow as I like them, but that was slow enough.
Yep.
And
it was
the last
pretty fucking slow.
It was pretty noir.
Oh, no, I like them slower than that.
the
fourth one was The Royal Hotel, which was a nice, ominous kind of tension-building film with some really good performances. Another Australian movie.
Yeah.
Australia's done well this
year.
They
actually do make these movies.
Talk
really
to
well.
Me, Transfusion and The Royal Hotel.
Transformers.
Was it shot in Australia?
No.
Just wanted to throw it in.
You could view it in Australia.
So the winner is... Reptile.
Yeah,
that's a win. Really good. Where's my applause?
Hey. Took a little while to sink in.
The audience is slow burn.
It made my top 10 for the year.
Did it?
Just snuck in at the very end.
Yeah, I really liked it, which is weird for me.
I just expected it to be another one of those kind of Netflix movies that you watch, enjoy, and forget. Nah. But this was like, no, I'm not forgetting this. I'll watch this again.
I love that shit. It's like Copland.
Small town, like police corruption, that sort of shit.
It was very Copland adjacent, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Very cool.
All about it.
Yeah. Enjoyed it.
Great. BJ.
Right to me, my second award, as per tradition, is the best needle drop, so the best use of a song in a movie.
Right.
So many this year. So many. Number one nominee is How Soon Is Now by The Smiths in The Killer.
Oh, yeah.
Was that
the first song?
It's the one where he's about to do the assassination.
Yep.
It's their most famous and popular song. It's the Charmed one. Everyone knows the Charmed one.
Yeah.
So that was the first Smith song I ever heard. real misdirect about what they were offering me. Thought these guys are going to be great. Turns out they're not on any level. But anyway, that's yeah. Pity they used the Smiths. But anyway, special mention to also Wicked Needle Drop in that movie. There's a Portishead track playing when he arrives back at his house in his South American home.
Oh, right?
And he's walking through the house looking for his missus.
Yeah.
That's a Wicked Portishead song.
I didn't know that was them. It was a cool song.
Yeah. Look them up. They're awesome.
Oh, I know.
Number two, We Care A Lot, Faith No More, yep. Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
All about it.
I know most people would probably go with the acoustic version of Radiohead's Creep that opens the movie because it's used very, very effectively and elicits a lot of emotion, etc. I prefer the Faith No More classic. It's when they land in Counter-Earth and there's all the weird and wonderful inhabitants of that planet and they're pumping it. And you get to hear quite a lot of it, which is a good needle drop. You want not just a couple of bars, you want as much as possible.
The Guardian movies are kind of known for that, aren't they?
Yeah, James Gunn.
Yeah. Like, it's all about selling soundtracks.
Those soundtracks are fucking unreal.
Yeah, which is great because obviously The Killer, they didn't give a fuck about selling the soundtrack.
No. Well, it's already out. It's an album.
It's been out by the Smiths. 40 years, by the best of the Smiths. Yeah. It should just be How Soon Is Now. It should just be because the rest shit. Paranoid by Black Sabbath in Gran Turismo.
Ooh. When does that play?
That was when... It's actually over a montage.
Yeah, I remember watching it. When it's a training montage?
Yeah, training montage. They use a couple of Black Sabbath songs, but that one was really attractive. Really good needle drops in that. It's just a pump-up jam. Nominee number four is all 23, ironically, 23 needle drops in Air. One of the things I loved about Air, which was in my top five movies of the year, not just because I am the exact target demographic of that movie on many levels. They nailed every pop culture reference and song in that movie.
Yeah.
Every single time a song played, it like unlocked a memory, took me right back to there. It was like an onslaught of early 80s bangers. Sometimes it nearly pulled me out of the movie, but there's just like Money for Nothing, Dire Straits, Born USA, Prince, Alan Parsons, ZZ Top, like just...
All about it.
All the shit that I grew up with as a young man. Number five is Everything in Its Right Place by Radiohead at the end of The Creator.
Oh, yeah.
Really good atmospheric soundscape to close the film out with.
Yeah, and kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Because that movie was kind of scored the whole way through.
Yeah.
And then it was just, oh, shit, we're just doing a song now.
That's my favorite type of needle drop. Yeah. So I do love Air, which is just like...
Well, it has more impact.
Yeah. And that's why it wins.
Yep. Oh, shit. Oh, wow. Okay, great. Yeah, great. Sorry.
That's on me.
Are we delayed? No, I think the crowd is on ketamine or something.
I might go join the crowd.
I rang the wrong guy. So my only negative about that is that they didn't give us more of that song, but it's quite a fucking long song. But as you say, it was just really, really well suited, that particular part of that movie. And it's a song that elicits emotion.
Yeah.
It's perfect right at the end. So that was my best needle drop of the year. Well done, Radiohead. You're up for big things.
They might make it.
I think they might.
Did The Creator land in your top 10?
No, but honorable mention.
Okay, yes. So you did enjoy it though.
I liked it.
I love The Creator.
Great. I liked it.
It was in there for me.
And I'm almost paraphrasing you when you were selling it to me, the fact that it's new, fresh IP.
Yes.
With so many resources behind it.
Yes.
And it looked that good.
It did.
A little bit more work on the story would be great.
It just needed a couple more writers in there. Actually, maybe just...
We don't want too many writers.
Yeah, that's a mistake, but another writer.
Yeah.
Duff.
Okay. I'm doing the Dead Hopper Award, which is weird to do third last, but it is the Dead Hopper, the most prestigious award of the day. This is a movie that's entertaining.
If you say so.
Blows your mind. Oh, it is. Yeah. It's cheese worthy. It's a cheese sandwich worthy without the bread. It's movies that surprise the shit out of you. It's movies that entertain you. You turn the brain off, let it flow. This one I tried not to announce a winner with my heart. Here are the movies. The nominees are Talk to Me.
Yep.
Cocaine Bear.
Yep.
Operation Fortune. Guardians of the Galaxy. Gran Turismo. No Hard Feelings. Dungeons and Dragons, Extraction 2, Transformers Rise of the Beasts, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning.
Okay.
And the winner is, believe it or not, it's not Extraction. believe it or not, it's not Operation Fortune, which I loved.
Oppenheimer.
But it's the biggest surprise for me this year, and I was like dumbfounded because I thought this movie would be a pile of shit. I hate its guts. The winner was Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, I get that.
The Dan Hopper Award. Turn your brain off. Enjoy it.
You know what? I couldn't agree with you more. That was really just a massive surprise packet.
Shocking.
I had so much fun with that.
It's just an adventure movie. Yeah. Just bit of fantasy.
Yeah. Man, I was okay with the fantasy because how funny it was.
It was funny as shit. Yeah. Kid in that.
And Chris Pine, man, just crushing it.
Mm. What did the Dungeons and Dragons gaming community think of the movie? Do we know? Was there?
I don't think they've watched it, so they've got to leave the basement.
True.
They're grounded. Kenny, your right. final award My of final the evening. Award. What have you got?
Well, I've mixed it up, guys. So, the other two times we've done the Redeemies, I've done worst visual effects. This year, I've decided I wanted to celebrate a film or a few films for their visual effects. So I've done best visual effects instead of worst. I'm sure I'll definitely mention worst because I think we all probably agree on what it is. But let's do best visual effects. So this is kind of like best CGI, I guess. But it can also just be like something that's visually stunning. Yeah. So
synced.
Number one, I had Dungeons and Dragons Honor Among Thieves.
Wow.
Oh, it was really good, man.
Oh, yeah.
For fantasy stuff. Like, I always say that fantasy is the hardest genre to get right with the CGI because you're creating.
You go too over the top, it looks ridiculous.
Yeah, and they're not real animals, and you got to put them into a real environment.
Yeah.
They're not real.
No. Whoa. So, you know, the bit of that movie that stood out for me, I was like, fuck, this is impressive. And I can't remember it that well, but it was the white, like, is it a giant owl or something towards the end? It's just picking them up and slamming them into What is that animal?
It's like,
Like a bird.
I know it's an animal. It might be a bird.
Whatever that is, it's so incredibly done. Like, it just looked really good.
Even that fucking, like, something that should look ridiculous, that fat dragon chasing him.
Yeah.
It looks really good.
It looks like it belongs. It looks real.
It's really smart how they did it. So
I was really impressed with that. John Wick Chapter 4, I had more for the visual effects rather than the CGI.
I know exactly what shot you're talking about there. Man. The whole fucking movie.
The opening fucking sequence with the lights and the...
Very neon.
So stunning. Stunning.
That movie needed escalators, I'll tell you that much.
I then had... I nominated Extraction 2 again. Just purely for that, as we spoke about. The visuals in that are unbelievable. Bo is Afraid. Yeah. I don't know if you guys have seen that, but it had some really creative visuals. Yeah. The giant cock and balls in the basement at the ends was my personal favourite.
That had some wicked sets in it. The set design was unreal.
Unreal.
The theater in the forest, all that.
Did you like it, the movie? It's interesting.
Yeah, I didn't dislike it. Yeah.
Maybe I'll give it a watch.
Yeah, it's
very abstract.
There's
I don't
parts
think
where
like
I was like, all in.
I just don't think it's for you.
Yeah, probably not.
Is there any explosions that it can?
No. But there's
there's stuff happening.
Yeah, it's definitely. But the parts that I was invested in, I was right in. I was like, I love this, and then it would just lose me for 20 minutes at a time. Yeah,
it was kind of bizarro. Yeah. Is what it was. I had a great time.
But I was expecting that. I was prepared for that. And really I still was like, okay. But anyway.
So next on my list was The Creator, which we just spoke about.
Lovely.
Then I had Talk to Me. Mm-hmm. I just really liked the, not just the visual effects, but the makeup of the demons and things like that. I thought was really clever. And then I had Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. Not anywhere near my favorite Mission Impossible film. I actually had a bit of a hard time with that one. But I thought the visuals were fucking great. The worlds they created,
they
et cetera.
Always do that, yeah.
Yeah. So the winner is, and I don't think this is surprising, is it's got to be The Creator.
Yeah.
It just has to be. Guys. Wow.
Bit of decorum.
Wow. So I'm going to go out. I'm going to go on the record. And I'm going to say that The Creator is the pinnacle of CGI and visual effects for, let's call it, the last decade.
Wow.
I'm going to say that it's put it next to Avatar, put it next to anything Disney or Marvel that they've done, and I reckon this stands alone. The well-building in this, like what the genius of the creation.
Yeah.
Man, what you have to remember with this film is every single scene just about had those droids or whatever you want to call them, and they're missing half their fucking head.
Yeah, yeah.
And it looked seamless.
Yeah, I agree.
Unbelievable.
I agree with that.
How did they do that? That would have been so time consuming.
I think they actually took the scalp off.
They might have.
Yeah.
And that giant
That's why they filmed it in Southern America.
The ship that comes in to spot the droids.
Mm. Oh yeah, yeah.
Man, that thing's fucking. How do they do it? How do they build that world?
I have no idea how to do it, and I don't want to watch the making of. So don't try and make it.
The other thing I want to point out here is they did this with 80 mil.
Yeah, right.
So I want to say they did that with 80 mil. The Marvels probably cost 250.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
And that looks like dog shit.
Yeah.
And they did this with 80 mil. This isn't a Marvel bashing thing, but it's just like, look at...
Certainly sounds like it.
Yeah, okay, it is a little bit. But if you get the right people, like you can do a lot with not a lot.
So I haven't seen yet, and it's one of my blind spots for you. I haven't seen Godzilla Minus One yet.
Neither have I. I've seen the trailer and
it's very hard to find it.
I heard a lot about the visions and that. Yeah.
Well, so did I, but I watched the trailer and I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah. I disagree. I watched the trailer and went, fuck.
Really?
Okay.
I'll have to watch it.
They finally made a good lizard.
I can't wait to watch it. I think the film's going to be great, but the visuals didn't blow. I was like, oh, it's clearly a fucking fake dragon.
Okay. Right.
Sorry, just the worst is clearly Rebel Moon. It has to be Rebel Moon. I just thought that looked like shit.
I wasn't too upset by it.
Oh, weren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
The worst was Hidden Strike.
Oh, really?
Are we just discounting that shit altogether?
Yeah, yeah, true. Yeah. I just had a hard time. I'm a big Zack Snyder guy, so I don't want to, besmirch him on the pod because I do like him.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, that wasn't it.
Oh, well.
Oh.
What do you got, BJ? Last award of the night.
Oh, it's me. Best documentary film of 2023. I didn't consume my normal amount of documentaries.
I don't think I've watched a single one.
Oh, you might have seen some of these, perhaps. It's just... But I had to watch, I've only got so much amount of time, I had to watch movies instead. Plus, I don't think there was as strong a crop of documentaries that came out last year.
Okay, interesting.
Having said that, number one, I'm sneaking in Meet Me in the Bathroom. It was technically released in 2022, but it wasn't available in Australia till 2023.
That's okay, we get movies like that, that's fine.
So it's a doco made from a famous book about the New York City music scene.
Okay.
Lots of The Strokes and shit.
So it's fairly modern?
About the 2000s.
Okay.
Yeah, early 2000s. Essentially about how The Strokes and all that broke through. He's trying to convince us that Ryan Adams was cool before we cancelled him.
Yeah.
No,
he's okay now.
Yeah, I thought he might be.
he's okay. Right.
What happened to him?
No, you're thinking of Brian Adams.
Oh, yeah.
He's okay.
Did he fuck over Mandy Moore?
Probably.
Yeah, okay. Did he get The Strokes addicted to heroin?
Ryan Adams did some unsavory things.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But he's okay now.
I have no idea.
Is he off the smack yet? Or what?
He's repented.
Okay. That's the main thing, as long as he said sorry. Needed more Interpol, but it was good. It was good nonetheless.
Oh, I like Interpol.
You should watch it. It's a good documentary.
I will. Yeah, I like those bands.
Number two is Beckham. So this is one of there was a multiple of these self-serving documentaries that got released. It was the theme of 2023 was the self-produced, self-serving revisionist history documentary.
Yeah.
Lots of celebrities did
Netflix,
that.
I felt like Netflix got behind a few of those.
Oh, didn't they ever?
Yeah, they were
like, you want to spit polish your history, bro?
Yeah.
Come on board, we can do it.
You know how there's sorry to interrupt. You know how there's like fads of content?
Yes.
And Netflix is the best at just, like they did the true crime thing. They started that shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
man.
And they just rode true crime for like 2 years.
Yep.
This is the new fad.
Yeah.
It's like take someone famous that most people love.
Yep.
And then we're just going to do like a 6-hour, 3-part fucking.
They're doing it with sports now. Like you had Drive to Survive, then you got the golf one,
which is
blowing my mind. Then you got the tennis one.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus.
But
I can't wait for the
like,
bowling world.
As long as it's got that
kingpin.
Guy. Whoever you say you are, I am. Yeah, that guy. That's all I want to see.
That's great.
But this was specifically like fluff pieces about celebrities. Mm. And I'm such a cynical old prick that usually I'm like, I'm sitting there going, fuck off.
Yeah.
But we got Beckham, Stallone, Arnie, Stallone. Jake Paul, Conor McGregor. We got everyone releasing a fluff piece about themselves.
Jesus.
I watched
the Beckham one was good.
Most of those.
Same. And I actually liked pretty much all of them.
Yeah, I did too.
Of course.
They're all very well done.
I watched the Arnie one.
Yeah. But the Arnie one was fucking
goddamn
awesome.
Goddamn
same. It was really good.
The Jake Paul one, I'm not in that world at all. So I watched it out of curiosity.
Same. Exactly
the
same.
And I was like, fuck, okay.
Great news. I've got a fight lined up against him.
Okay. You're the right demographic.
Yeah.
You're the right age.
Yeah.
You got to be washed up.
I'll fight him. Why not? Next is The Deepest Breath, as you mentioned before.
Sorry.
Just an insight into a special kind of insanity.
Yeah. Obsession.
I do enjoy that sort of look into people's bizarre pastimes and what drives them and all that sort of shit. This one was pretty dark.
Really dark.
I felt this sort of thing had been a little bit underdone by Netflix lately, so I was happy to see it back.
Yep.
It was fascinating, but sad. And four was Escaping Twin Flames, which I haven't been watching a lot of the culty true crime stuff of late, but I got sucked into this one a little bit. I found it interesting, mainly because of the amount of material they sourced directly from the protagonists that were involved. So it's like a love scam cult type thing, and people are willing to sit there and go, I'm a schmuck who fell for this cult thing.
Yeah.
But also... the
they'll do it for money, man. Oh, man. Netflix writes a 10 grand check and they'll just go,
I'll do it if it means nobody else will fall for it.
No.
You want your fucking face on Netflix.
You got your money.
But the good thing about this age is that there's, and this is like a sort of a online driven cult. So they've just got all of the content from the people who are running the cult.
Ah, great.
Yeah. Perfect. I mean, that's sorry, really it's not a cult. It's a, what, it's a, MLM or some shit.
It's a Facebook group.
I just want, it was a bit. It pretty much was.
That's how they all start.
Yeah. I just want to shout out my honorable mentions real quick because there was some decent ones. There's the one called The Luckiest Guy in the World, which is the Bill Walton story, the NBA player. Really good. The Hatchet Wielding Hitchhiker was pretty good.
I liked that.
Yeah.
I watched it.
I have not seen a single thing you've said.
Lots of faults with that story.
Yeah.
They didn't tell the full story, and that's why I won't put any higher. Destination NBA was okay. And Waco American Apocalypse. I've got it on the list because Waco is my special secret subject.
Yeah.
Not bad, but I'm also using that to Trojan horse in and say, watch the HBO series Waco: The Aftermath instead.
Yes.
And if you haven't watched the first iteration of that, I love that show.
Good, yeah.
So the first, there's the first Waco one is Michael Shannon and I'm blanking on his name. He plays Koresh. Taylor Kish,
yes.
Kish. It's fucking awesome. And the second one is really, really good. And that was out last year. But the winner is Beckham.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
he was. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Okay. Just because of how much you loved Beckham?
They won me over. Yeah. I mean, it was the whole point of the thing. But I like them both now.
Yeah.
Beckham, I was like, Posh is all right.
Yeah, she's good.
Dude, I watched that little clip of her talking about how humble her upbringing was. And him sticking his head in from the
kitchen.
That's
what made me watch it.
And going, tell him the truth. And she's like, what? He goes, tell him, what did you get dropped off at school in? And she's like, a Bentley.
Yeah.
And I was like, you guys are awesome.
I saw that clip. Thought it was hilarious. Okay, I'm in.
As soon as we had footage of him like re-cleaning the kitchen at 11 o'clock at night and you start to understand his psyche, that shit was awesome because he's a simple man and he's willing to admit that he's a simple man.
He really was.
So it gives hope to all of us. All we need is an outstanding or otherworldly talent in one particular area.
Yeah.
I'm still hoping to find mine.
It'll come.
Yeah.
It's not podcasting.
Hurts.
That's the redeemies on that note with my wounded heart. So, another year, fellas.
Yeah, I had a fantastic time.
Me too.
And special shout out. Thanks so much to everyone voting.
A special shout out to our producer who's sound asleep.
Yeah, throw something at him.
Not a good start.
He's asleep. He's not at all.
Throw something harder at him.
This is what anything to come.
He's a deep sleeper.
It's all right. Let him go. Let him sleep. So thank you to Trent for producing this episode.
Thank you, Trent.
This one's going to pop up on
I think we've lost him.
Yeah, he's all right.
I think he's passed.
I think he's dead. Can we poke him with a stick?
He's on the ketamine as well.
Ah, he's nodded off, everyone.
He's going to wake up in a weird building. A house.
In a dumpster.
Get the hand from Talk To Me and we'll get him to fucking hold on to it. It's not banging his head against the wall.
One fucking yellow, Glenn.
Great stuff.
Thank you very much.
Thanks everyone for listening and voting and everything. It was great.
Yeah, awesome stuff.
We've got no movie announcement. We're going to surprise you because fuck knows.
We'll put it on the socials.
Can't remember whose turn it is.
Mine, I think.
Yeah. And what we're doing quality movies from now on, aren't we?
Yes, anything above 90.
Above 90, great stuff. Can't wait.
Cool.
Bag Schindler's List.
Thanks so much, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Goddamn, what a rush.